Da Bears.
What is up?
Not much.
The boys are back. Episode 69, don't say it, of the Bare Minimum Podcast. Guys, today is Thursday, March 16th. Happy start of the tournament day, boys. Joined with the bestest friends in the whole world. Intern Jose's here.
Nice to be back, fellas. Thank you.
Lalladale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Producer Jake's here.
It is nice to be back. Howdy.
I'm Marcos. And guys, we are Da Bare Minimum Podcast. Guys, on Facebook, Da Bare Minimum Podcast. On Twitter, at Da Bare Min Pod. Instagram, Da Bare Min Podcast. Venmo always open. And we'll talk to you guys in a second. Venmo always open at Da Bare Minimum. Looking to sponsor the show, sponsor an episode, leave the boys a little tip. Help the boys out. We are poor. Good. My boys. Missed you guys.
Brother.
Good to see you, buddy.
How the hell are we doing? Oh,
beat me to it. Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. Good.
March is here.
March is here.
March is the here. Ides of March. You're a busy guy this time of year.
Well, just, and like, so my job requires me to like drive to places and like, I don't get
all
to
day.
Like sit in front of a computer. I wish I could. I wish I could just sit in front of a computer and like have the secondary window open watching the game. And then when somebody walks by, actually pull up like a spreadsheet or something. So I get to live vicariously through all your guys' March Madness, madness stories. So
nice.
Exciting.
That is the plus of booking your own travel and like meetings, because like you just don't book any meetings this week. Or the next week.
I just have approval to have the game on the TV at work, so it's just in my
on
face
the wall.
The whole
awesome.
Who gave you approval? Me.
That's awesome. That's
I'm
awesome.
Jake.
Guys, it's been a good first couple games of the tournament so far, right?
Great start.
Oh, it's an awesome start. A couple upsets already.
Craziest thing to happen so far. Go.
Probably UVA blowing that game. I mean, Princeton upsetting the two. Or Princeton, I did it again. Providence.
No, Providence plays Kentucky.
It was
Princeton. I was
You're
right.
Yeah. You're right. Princeton upsetting the two.
But, yeah, Virginia, that ending to that game, insane. Just the craziest passage.
I mean, we talked about this off mic, but I can never trust Virginia again after they were a 16 seed and lost to a pack of Golden Retrievers.
You'll never trust him again.
So
I'll never trust him again.
I don't know if we're going to go dive deep into madness here, but there's two teams I can't trust. It's UVA and Purdue. Forever going to have them out by round of 16.
I got Purdue losing next round, too. There's no way they make the Sweet 16.
It's a bad day in general. Another bad tournament for the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Let's just get this out of the way right away.
Maryland won. But that's one win so far, but Illinois just lost.
And they got down quick early on. They were down by, like, they didn't score for 4 or 5 minutes straight at the beginning of that game.
Like
they were down, like, 4 to
20.
Yeah. That was fun. That was a good – and they came back. That was really nice.
That was a good game.
Do you guys have Arizona in your Final Four?
No. I had them out in the eight.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Also have Arizona in my Final Four.
What's happening?
Arizona lost.
They were
Wait,
the two
that's
seed.
Who lost?
They were, that, two seed.
Two seed lost to Princeton. Yeah. So this is standard for me, guys. This is
busted.
And this year more
busted.
So.
Oh yeah, I totally did.
This year more so than any year before, like especially with Enzo coming and like works picking up and stuff. This is like I don't want to say uninterested because I'm always interested in sports, but just like the accessibility to it hasn't been a good one.
I mean, I never watch college basketball anyways up until
Who does?
This tournament. One question I had, and I've been watching this tournament my whole life. I don't understand the first four and why some of the playing teams are like playing for a 12 seed.
Okay.
Oh, the pigtails.
They're the at-large bits.
Yeah.
Right, but why are they 12 seeds if they're not?
Because every 13 above like that would be the actual like teams that won their conference, and they get an automatic bid into the tournament. So
we're
like
back.
The final 12 seeds are like the last four in.
Okay, we're
that
back.
Makes, that
makes
a lot
think
of sense.
So.
Time zones.
That's why like Princeton's in because they won the Ivy League conference.
Yep.
Gotcha.
We do got to talk real quick about the hand up moment. We dropped the ball. Right,
overpromise, underdelivered.
That's the hard part with doing this, guys. This is not our full time. So the hours that you have in a day, there's only a set amount of hours that you have, and you like sometimes things don't go through all the way. So
not only that three of us travel and you travel all over the area, And what's usually a Monday-Tuesday thing sometimes gets pushed to Thursday, which mm-hmm. doesn't give you as much time because people are gone and work is work.
So if you guys haven't picked up by now, unfortunately, we will not be doing a March Madness wheel spin, nothing like that. Anybody that sent money into the Venmo, we will send it on back to you. The boys still will find a way to pay this back to the animal shelter that we love and care about so deeply. So we'll find a way to make it up to them. And we move on. Guys, NFL offseason. NFL offseason has been electric. I'm going to need you guys to lock in right now.
Sorry. Yeah, we got the basketball. We have the Auburn-Iowa game on right now in the background.
I was looking at you the whole time.
Man,
yeah, right.
Ooh, Iowa just hit a dagger.
I just don't want to talk about it anymore. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm back in to see his tears.
Yeah, so we'll get into Bears talk, and we'll get into like NFL offseason talk in general because I'm happy Jose is here. But just in general, guys, again – the NFL just continues to move the needle. It's we're just so addicted to it. It's something that fills up every day on our news feeds. I love it. I love the NFL so much.
This has been my favorite offseason in a while. It's electric.
You don't say.
Exactly. Of course. And that's a very fair response, I should say. The Bears being as active as they are, but not just the Bears, like the amount of people that have signed and you go, oh, no shit. Like, oh, Orlando Brown to the Bengals. I guess didn't they just sign Lyle Collins, though? Like, what are they doing?
Coming up that ACL.
But then, oh, yeah, right. I think they cut him.
Oh, did they cut Lyle Collins?
I don't know.
I can't imagine. I was reading
a couple articles that said he may be a cap casualty. I will double check myself for sure. But anyways, like, yeah, signings that you didn't see coming. This has been a great offseason.
Yeah, I love it. And
a lot of big players getting cut too.
And that's what you're going to see. And like for teams like the Bears, teams kind of looking to rebuild and looking to kind of restock and just fill out a lot of those depth spots and things like that. There's some good quality names that will hit that waiver wire and hit free agency because like these teams just can't keep them. It's that game of managing the cap and playing with the numbers and stuff like that. Like it's tough for some of these teams to keep these good guys. And that's where you hope the Bears swoop in and eat. So before we get into that, guys, I got beef.
Got a beef?
You got a beef? You want a minute?
Not a minute. Not
okay.
a minute.
Okay.
But
who are you beefing with?
Fucking daylight savings time.
Oh.
Guys, what are we doing here? I thought this was over.
CDT, baby.
I thought this was over. So what are we on now?
Are we on Central Daylight Time.
So we're saving daylight right now.
Correct.
If they abolish daylight savings time.
I thought they did too.
That's why I was really surprised on Sunday.
They've not abolished it.
So, like, what's the right time?
What do you mean, what's the right time?
Is right now the right time, or is
a
week ago the
sure.
right time? See, that's – come on, man.
I know. I'm with you, dude.
It's just so whack. Time zones and daylight savings time. Just when I die, put it on my headstone. This man did not approve of one time zones, two daylight savings time.
I can get with it for the most part until you get to places
like. Are you a farmer?
Like, well, I'm with
in
you.
In the 50s?
Until you get to places like Arizona where they just say, no, we're not doing it.
Same.
And places like Tennessee where they go, actually, half of us are in Eastern time and half of us are in Central time. Yeah, Tennessee just said, nah, we're doing both. Halfway. It's awesome.
So like one side of the street, it's 5 o'clock, and the other side of the street's 4 o'clock.
Correct.
Fuck them too.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
It's just so, it's garbage. Guys, anything else you guys want to get into happened recently? Anything?
No.
Guys, then let's get into a little bit of Bears talk, right?
No, this is what we're here for.
All right, so.
Let's do it.
We've had a busy offseason so far. And every week that goes by, you get a little more clarity in the
a lot of shit has happened.
The direction, yeah. A lot of shit has happened. You get a little more clarity every week that goes by with the direction of this team and Ryan Poles' philosophy. So you guys want to start with the trade? Let's start with the big trade.
It's definitely the biggest trade since the Khalil Mack deal, but it's probably bigger than that.
Yes, it is the biggest trade in Bears history.
So the Bears end up trading, and like we said, water's wet, no shit. The Bears were rumored to be trading the first overall pick, and of course the Bears do trade the overall pick. They traded it much earlier than I think we thought.
No, yeah.
Did anyone listen to Ryan today?
Yes.
They came down to the fact that they wanted to go into free agency, into this period of time, knowing that they have DJ Moore and that position locked up, knowing that you can have confidence in your receiving core.
Well, and we had talked about it. There was no free agent wide receiver that you could hang your hat on and say, that's a WR1.
Put some respect on Juju's name. I'm kidding.
Oh, I was
exactly. I love that.
Him and Chase Claypool.
Oh, when AJ Brown called him TikTok boy,
Corvette.
Loved it.
Corvette.
But yeah, the lack of depth in the free agent pool, it is a perfect way for Ryan Poles to also say, I found a deal. It met my standards. I'm not going to fucking pussyfoot around and try and get the extra third round pick out of this. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I'm taking it.
Well, and what you don't want to end up doing is you don't want to play the negotiating game too long to where somebody loses interest, right?
Right.
You acquire all these. But what happens if the Panthers on a Monday morning decide, you know what? Let's go get Lamar Jackson. You know what? Let's go sign Jimmy Garoppolo and let's piecemeal this in an NFC South that looks like is wide open for anybody to step up and take. Like, things could have changed instantly.
What if DJ Moore trips and falls and breaks an ankle?
Yeah, you're
now the whole thing's off.
There's so many different things that could have happened. I respect Ryan Poles for his ability to like come up with the game plan and say, look, this is what we're doing, this is the direction we're taking, and get the fuck out of my way.
Well, and also going in saying, this is what it's going to take. This is the package I want. And as soon as you had it, pulled the trigger.
And it sounded like you had options. So you either had, I mean, obviously you had options from multiple teams. The Bears then end up trading back to Carolina. They move the first overall pick. They end up getting pick 61. They end up getting the ninth overall pick as well. You get a first round pick in 2024 and a second round pick in 2025. Oh, and by the way, you get DJ Moore. Arguably a top, I would say top 10, maybe top 15 receiver. He's had multiple, I think he's had 3,000 to 4,000 yards.
Three straight 1,100 yard seasons.
Yeah, 3,000 yard plus with the carousel of dog shit at quarterback that
nine
was the Carolina Panthers. Do you guys know, fun fact?
Nine quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Do you guys know, fun fact, if DJ Moore would have had those numbers here in just his short career,
this chaps my ass.
He would already be the Bears' leading receiver.
He would
Bears
already be
all-time.
Darnell Mooney's future spot. He would as the all-time leading receiver.
Already be the Bears' all-time leading receiver. Guys, I love the trade.
And how old is he?
25. He'll 25. Start the season, his age 26 season.
Yep.
I can't be mad about it. I'm super stoked with the return that you get. What do you guys feel about... Because there was talks that you could have done two things. You could have either acquired another first-round pick in 2025 or you acquired DJ Moore.
I mean, this is the same logic I applied when we got Khalil Mack. And it was like, it's the Family Guy joke. It's like, a first-round pick could be anything. It could even be Khalil Mack. So why not just get Khalil Mack? Why, you know, a late... 2025 first round pick could be anything. It could even be DJ Moore.
I mean, I love the trade. Like I love the trade. I love that we got DJ Moore. Like Dale said, it gives you the ability to go into free agency. You solidified an entire like part of your depth chart.
Yep. By making your clear-cut number 1 and 2 the absolute 2 and 3.
Yeah. And you still retained a top 10 pick amongst all of that for you know, this year's draft. You gained another first round. I mean, it's just perfect. It's exactly what you were looking for.
I was talking to my brother. Shout out, Jables. Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
I was talking to him, and he brought up the, but they could have traded to the Texans and then traded back again. And I have convinced myself that this is probably the largest return that you could have gotten. Because if you're trading back to the Texans... What are you realistically getting for that one spot?
A second. Maybe a second and a fourth next year or something.
And now I have to trade to, let's just use the Panthers as the standard. I have to trade to the Panthers and go, you can have anyone except that one guy that's already been taken, and that might have been your guy.
Yep.
At that point, your return is diminished. Now you've got a remainder of a top 10 pick and at 9, all those other seconds, the 2 seconds, and you've got... The first-round pick for a team bereft of fucking talent outside of the offensive line. So we are looking at this and saying, did we just get two top 10 draft picks in consecutive years? Oh, and we still have our first round draft pick next year? And we got DJ Moore? Fuck. I don't know how you could have done better.
Because if you traded to two at that point, the goal from the beginning, we were all talking about it. Like, you want these quarterback needy teams to be fighting each other for that first overall pick. And you were hoping that one of those, if you were going to move back to 9 to 10 to 12 or something like that, you wanted one of those teams to be willing to jump ahead of the Texans, jump ahead of the Colts, other teams, the Seahawks, teams that need that long-term solution. And I believe that that's what you got. Like, I'm so stoked with the return. And there's what excites me, I think, the most is that 20. Like, I love DJ Moore, and I think he's going to be great in a Bear uniform. I'm excited about the Panthers 2024 first round pick.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Guys, they signed Andy. So the Panthers signed Andy Dalton. And it sounds like Andy Dalton's going to be that stopgap quarterback, which means
it's going to be Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
Patrick Mahomes.
And it might end up being a situation where, like, guys, the Panthers could be bad. They lost a top wide receiver. They do not have a quarterback in place. The defense is decent.
Their running back just signed with the Chicago Bears.
There's so many. That team could be bad, and then what? And then you have two picks, two top half of the draft picks, because you don't think the Bears are going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I think Rome wasn't built in a day, and I think that this thing's going to take a little while to get
Rome. Rome was built in 2 days.
I think Rome could be built
in a whole day.
Rome wasn't built day because those lazy fucking Romans. This is a windy city,
they
baby.
Didn't have Ryan Pohl.
Exactly.
Those Italians over there.
I didn't say that.
But it sets you up to where, like, you could essentially, like, you could have a top 10 pick next year because of that. You should have a top 10 pick next year because of the Panthers and that team.
Oh, sorry. I just had a moment.
It's awesome. Guys, it's awesome. I love what the wide receiver room looks like. The commitment to Justin Fields now is evident. Like, they picked Elaine. Ryan Pohl said, look, this is our guy. Like, this is what we're going to do, and let's move forward.
And that's where the real beauty of this is, because for – all of the haters that said Justin may not be the guy, you need to trade Justin and select Bryce Young. Sure. If that's what you think, let's just explore that. If, for example, Justin's not the guy and we need a quarterback next year, well, you have that potential top 10 pick, another first-round draft pick in your own, and two quarterbacks coming into the draft next year that most people that know a shit ton more than we do about college football say are the best options. That they're better than Bryce or CJ or Will or fucking Anthony.
Oh, Caleb Williams is the Heisman winner this year.
Exactly. So, yeah, this is you set yourself for a win-win situation at quarterback.
You also get the draft capital that you would trade Justin Fields for, too.
Exactly.
So you have all those picks, and if you decide that Justin Fields isn't the answer, there has to be a team that's willing to give, like, a second, a third.
Because you still have a one more year of Justin Fields' contract.
So you'll obviously honor that fifth year. I forget the exact terminology.
No, that'll still be his fourth next year.
Next year will be his fourth.
That's right.
And then
right.
You can
do additional year.
Only we can have that additional year.
Okay. You have 2 years. If we trade him, we can't. You have 2 years until you got to pay Justin.
Yeah.
And good. We've said it from the beginning. We are dying. As a fan base, we are dying to have a quarterback that we have to extend, right? And not a
Mitch. Gotta have it.
It's awesome. So I'm stoked with the return that they got. Let's get into a couple other things that now kind of fall into place with the Bears. So free agency started. I think the biggest signing of free agency so far for the Bears, at least, has been Tremaine Edmonds. Tremaine Edmonds signs a 4-year, $72 million deal. Guys, he's 25. He was drafted at 20 years old.
He was the youngest player
ever
drafted, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, tell that to Amobi Okoye.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he was drafted at 19.
I take that back then. But he was, at the very least, drafted.
Really?
He was the youngest draft.
I don't know who this guy is.
Dale's
Pole. Yeah.
I know. So this is like one of those guys that I remember from Madden. I loved him. Amobi Okoye is the youngest player ever drafted.
I take that back. I was wrong.
That year of Madden, I drafted him in every single franchise that I had.
Madden gives you such a
dearth
of knowledge.
Like, I remember numbers. That's like one of my stupid things. So, like, if I play your video game, I remember the guy's batting averages from the show and all that shit because I look at them all the time. I love franchise mode because I am dog shit at video games. I play for fun.
Take this computer. Guys, so that Tremaine Edmonds deal is big. You also signed TJ Edwards, the middle linebacker, the leading tackler on the Eagles Super Bowl team last year. Had 159 solo tackles. Guys, that's another great addition. Your linebacking core now consists of
Sanborn.
Jack Sanborn. You got Tremaine Edmonds, and you got TJ Edwards.
That Wisconsin connection too.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and TJ Edwards is he's a local guy. I think he's Lake Villa.
Yep. The Jack and TJ are both Lake Villa, or one's Lake Villa and one's another really close guy. They're both local guys too.
So now
incredible. I fucking love it.
So now in hindsight, right? Now we know what we got after Roquan Smith. After that trade, everybody was a little iffy about it. Should we pay him? Should we have traded him? Now that it's all said and done and you have filled those gaps and you know what your linebacker room looks like, how do we feel about that trade? And because I've seen it, you know, I've seen people be upset or raise the argument that, well, you know, if you paid $17 million as far as like an annual, why didn't you just re-sign Roquan?
Well, so the one thing I'm confused about is the statement where they said that Roquan like didn't really fit Eberflus' system, but this guy does. It just seems like they're a much of the same player.
And so in the polls interview today,
okay,
he got asked that exact question.
Right.
And he started to say like, well, you know, we think that Tremaine's going to excel in this. And the reporter, like, he pressed him. He goes, wait, so you think that Tremaine Edmonds will be more successful than Roquan Smith in your system,
uh-huh,
or in Eberflus' system? And he talked his way out of it, essentially saying, I'm not going to compare players like that. But we like Tremaine Edmonds. While he is not known for his pass coverage skills,
opposite.
He's six. What's that?
Opposite. Tremaine Edmonds is specifically known for his length and for his coverage abilities. What Tremaine Edmonds can't do that well that Roquan Smith did do.
Yes, you're doing it correctly.
Run. Stop the run.
But that's why we have TJ Edwards, who just had 150, I'm ballparking,
159
tackles for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah, and doing that.
Right. So what I you know, got deeper into it. It's like, okay, so let's say this guy is Roquan light. Like, he does a lot of this, you know. He's able to – you're not going to – so you're paying him less than you are Roquan, and you got to pick back. So I guess it's a win?
I think it's a total win.
If you want to spin it like that?
You got two starting linebackers.
Correct.
And you got a second-round pick for the amount of – or you could have just paid Roquan. Like, no, I think this was the direction that you take as a young franchise.
And I think it's really important to note that second linebacker in this equation – is also going to be an impact starter for you, an absolute impact starter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this I don't see how you go the other way.
Yeah.
By the way, I loved Roquan. We all did. He was an absolute phenomenal linebacker with the Chicago Bears during his time here. But how many holdouts? At least two, right?
We had two incidents, and then the whole agent thing.
The agent thing was wild.
And they were talking to other teams, and the NFL had to tell them, like, Roquan, you can't fucking do that.
And fake being somebody else.
Exactly.
Change your voice.
My name is Jack Dillman.
Joquan Smith.
Exactly.
So then another acquisition is Nate Davis, guys. He was a guard.
Big fan of this.
26, 27 years old, I think. No, he's like 27. That's a big theme, though, with all these acquisitions with Ryan Poles. Everybody in their 20-somethings, 26, 24 through 26, 27 years old. You can't be a young team and be shopping in the expensive side of free agency, the 29, the 30, the 32-year-olds. They don't have a place for this type of team right now.
He is 26 and 180 days, so this will be his age 27 season when he gets in there. This, you have to assume, looking at this line and the amount of depth that we have, the most logical solution is move Cody Whitehair to center where he's played some 4,000 snaps, right? Put Davis at guard, put Jenkins at guard. Now you've got a pretty solid interior offensive line all of a sudden. Like, genuinely solid. And then, yes, you have to figure out what's going on that edge. We all love Braxton Jones for what he did for us, but I think we can all agree that he is not the solution at left tackle.
Could, debatable.
Regardless, you're going to need depth.
You're going to need at least the other right tackle.
Then, agreed.
At very least.
Agreed. And that's kind of where you see now that the direction has been picked. Like, it sounds like Ryan Poles is looking to build the really both sides, offense and defensive line, You're looking to build those through the draft. You didn't see the Bears in regards to like the defensive line. You didn't see him shopping for Draymond Jones. You know, it doesn't sound like those, like those guys were in, they weren't going to be in on Javon Hargraves. Like, and then on the offensive side,
he'd have been great.
Orlando
for this,
Brown, you weren't going to go out and sign Mike McGlinchey. Guys, the one thing that surprised me about free agency was just how ungodly expensive the offensive and defensive lineman market got.
Well, let's talk quickly about one of those players that you brought up, because he was not ungodly expensive and he was cheaper than most people had them in his, on their bingo cards, in Orlando Brown. 4 for $64 is only $16 million a year. People were thought he would be upwards of 20. So why weren't the Bears in on him? And this comes back to something that you said earlier. Poles is taking his time. He has repeatedly said that he's not going and just, we need a right tackle, yes. We're not just going to go get the best right tackle available, because that right tackle doesn't fit our system. Like, that's not what we're going for. All these guys are young, absolutely. Because that's what we're going for here. And while Orlando Brown's young, he wasn't exactly what they were looking for. While we have a ton of holes, you have to love that that's the approach. Because we still have all that money. And we still have the draft picks.
You're still sitting around like 40, 45, like 40.
You guys still have the most.
We're
right?
still
You're like
we
40,
still
45
have
million.
Exactly. And you signed 5 starters already.
And it's just important to recognize that, like, rebuilding a team through free agency, guys, is expensive. Plain and simple. That's what it is. Rebuilding through that, you end up overpaying, especially if you're day one shoppers, like we talked about. Day one free agency shoppers, like, that's a hefty, hefty ticket to pay. And
you know
when
how little I got done on that day one. Dude, my shit just kept rolling in.
I had notifications on for everybody. Shefty, Rap, I mean, you name it. Diana Rossini, everybody. Just because I wanted to see who goes where, what's the compensation. I'm okay with the direction that the Bears have taken, and I think let's get into it now. It leads you to the draft. And it leads you to, like, now the Bears are sitting 8 spots further back than they were a week ago.
Sure.
Right?
And I'd do it again.
I mean, and to touch on that, you could. You could be sitting at 9, and if one of those quarterbacks falls, you know, maybe that Will Levis falls and he's sitting right around 8-9, and there's a team like the Reds, the Commanders.
the R words?
The R words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Commanders, you have guys like the teams like the Buccaneers, teams who do need that quarterback of the future, but it was probably too expensive for them to go and get 101. But hey, you could take the 4th quarterback of this group, and if I got to move back 3 spots and you can still get that blue chipper. And you can get another. Can you get another first round pick?
No, no, you're not getting another one. Just,
you might,
guys.
Get, you could get a
calm down.
You could get a future.
Well, no, because really, what did the Bears give up to move up to Fields?
Oh, that was moving up to 2, not moving up to 9.
You move
very
up.
No,
different.
No.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry for Fields. Sorry, I was thinking Trubisky when you said.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, they went from like 15 to 12 or whatever it was.
You gave a first, dude.
Did you? I thought the first were gone because of Khalil Mack. I don't think you had firsts at that time because you traded multiple firsts for Khalil Mack.
We'll have to look into that.
Yes. Anyway.
I think that the compensation could be. I don't, yeah.
It
you're,
won't be.
You're
I think that
get,
you would have to be in the very late teens to entertain the conversation.
It'd be like a 2026 first.
which they don't let you do in the NFL.
It did happen with Mahomes. So granted, the Chiefs were pretty far back into the draft. I think they traded up to, what, 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were, like, in the 20s.
Oh, no, I know,
yeah,
I know. Yeah, I'm just saying, but there could be a team. Anthony Richardson,
I guess,
everybody
yeah.
wants him now, too, so.
That's a point to bring up. He had such a good pro day, and there are so many quarterback-hungry teams, and there are so many journeyman quarterbacks that just signed deals that make a lot of sense for some of these teams to maybe pick up an Anthony Richardson that could be your quarterback of the future and just ride out with Jimmy Garoppolo for a year. That means there's one more quarterback off the books, and there's one more tackle available for us in number 9.
The Bears went from 20 to 11 and gave up a fifth.
A fifth in addition to a 2022 first.
Okay.
And a 2022
oh,
fourth.
Oh, sorry.
They did get a first going back to 20.
The Guys, sentence ended.
Quarterback?
Yeah,
with quarterback
sign
being,
me up, by the way.
With quarterback being the most important position
done.
And the need being there for a team, I could see a possibility. And, hey, if the Bears decide to stay at 9, great. if a guy like Paris Johnson falls, if a guy like, what's the edge rusher, Tyree Wilson, I think is Clemson. His name, Clemson.
Yeah.
You got the other guy, Murphy from...
No, I think Murphy's Clemson. I think Wilson's A&M.
Yeah. There's guys that are going to be on your list because of the run at quarterbacks, and hopefully other teams now are moving up trying to get these quarterbacks. You have the chance of like sitting at 9 and having one of those blue chip guys fall to you.
Realistically, I think we can comfortably say 3 quarterbacks in the first 8 picks. You've got 3 quarterbacks, and you got Will Anderson. There's 4 of them. You've got that cornerback that's really good, maybe a receiver. I mean, you've got at least a shot at Paris Johnson or Skoronski at 9. You have to have an opportunity because one of those pass rushers is also getting drafted in that pick as well. So, like, we will have a shot at either a pass rusher or a tackle, and Poles will get to make his pick.
How would you guys feel? Hear me out. How would you guys feel about using the number 9 pick and taking a guy like Jackson Smith and Jigba?
No. We don't need him right now.
Really? You don't need wide receivers on a team that had no wide receiver help last year?
You guys have invested a lot already in wide receiver. Like, even dating back to last year, third round picks mattered. You had Velus Jones for a third. You've now traded.
We've got 6 on the roster already, minimum. With Velus Jones, Equanimeous St. Brown, our top 3, there's 5.
Who I'm not, by the way, I'm not.
Well, you
not
signed him for 2
to,
years.
Yeah.
So he's
to
playing.
EQ?
Yeah, but 2 years.
You already know that DJ Moore is now worth a first round pick because you guys chose him as opposed to that first round pick. So that's another.
That means he is worth a first round
that's
pick.
That's what I mean. Yeah, so like now you've spent a third, you've spent a first, and a second on Claypool to spend the 109. That's a lot of draft capital on wide receiver.
That's a good point.
But DJ Moore, JSN, Claypool, and you have Mooney, walking away next year?
Yeah.
Mooney in the slot during the meantime.
And Claypool. Claypool could be walking away next year as well. Yeah.
I think what ends up happening is whoever has the better year gets that contract extension, and then I think the other one goes. We might, like...
Do you take JSN over at Addison? Because people have Addison, I would think, as the better receiver on a lot of draft boards.
If
beggars
I'm
are
me,
being choosers at this
I'm
point.
I'm taking my 2 first-round picks next year, and I'm going to get Marvin Harrison Jr. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I mean, but you've got it opens you up to a bunch of different possibilities now. I'm okay if they take a tackle. I'm literally at this point, because of the 72 hours
maybe,
that Ryan Poles had, literally you could do anything except take Bijan Robinson. You could do anything except take a running back at number 9. You move back 2 times and you get to the end of the first round and a guy like Bijan Robinson's still there, fine, take him. But like, I'm not spending first round picks on a running back.
We talked about this earlier, but you've now seen how the Bears have played out the running back position. We have on the roster Khalil Herbert, Deonta. Did I say it right?
Deonta
Foreman,
former Panther,
and the Homer guy from Seattle,
Travis Homer.
Those are your running backs.
Yep.
Not what most people would call the most talented bunch. If Dijon Mustard is available after, say, 25.
You could take a guy like Bijan Robinson.
Because you're getting 5
bingo.
Years of him at that point.
And you run him for 5 years and then go get paid somewhere else.
Exactly.
If he's going to be...
And guess what? We got how many second-round draft picks?
Yep.
Here you go. We'll take a running back. We're set there. We've got our quarterback. We've got our running back. Receiver core set. There you go.
They move back a little bit. I'd be more inclined to take him if he's like late 20s and he's still available.
I'm saying late 20s.
Like
minimum.
Right now, he's mocked to go to like the Eagles.
I can see you guys actually taking Jahmyr Gibbs at the second round.
Yep.
Because you guys have the Panthers pick, which is what,
260? It's 61, I think.
Really?
Yeah. We got pick 61 because it was originally from the 49ers.
Oh, okay. So maybe you won't.
That was from
the
McCaffrey trade.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's running backs here to be had.
Yeah. Even a guy like Zach Charbonnet or something like that, you could.
Thank you for reminding me that don't spend huge draft capital on running backs. I'm back off the Dijon Mustard. Thank you for reminding me of that. There are running backs in the second round.
If you're a team like the Chiefs or the Eagles that just lost Miles Sanders or something, you're the Chargers who look like you're going to lose Austin Eckler. Fine, go spend it because you've got a built team and that's one of your holes. But like when you're a team like the Bears, guys, don't. That would be a great way to kill my Bears boner. Is to go and take a running back after all of this.
Wait, a running back?
Not at 9.
Not
I'm
at
talking
9.
About
later. Because then you got a bunch of picks in the way.
Can I bring up a scenario for 9?
Do it.
Jalen Carter, with all the news that's happened over the last 2 days. we were talking about him possibly, like, if you guys were trading to the Colts, getting him at four. Obviously, all the things that's happened with his legal issues, and then the pro day that he had, I think, yesterday, which apparently was a shit show.
He did not finish his position-specific drills because he had a cramp and got winded and did not do any of the measurable events.
And he gained 10 pounds since the combine, which was, what, nine?
Nine. They were specific about it. Take that back.
With all the turmoil that's going on with him, and I think his court case was finally settled today.
Mm-hmm.
No contest. Yep.
Yeah. Is that someone that you guys would feel comfortable drafting at nine?
No. Not at nine. Because at that point, give me the other blue chip prospect that doesn't have those problems.
Yeah, but if he's one of your only, so if it's,
let's say he's the only one.
Let's say he's your only blue chipper or something.
I call Skronsky a blue chipper. I'll take Paris Campbell too.
Paris Johnson.
Paris that guy Campbell's too. Player. Both of them. I'll take Paris France. I don't give a shit. I'll take any of them.
I've thought about that all day today, Jose. Like, would I be okay with Carter at nine?
Because honestly, if none of this happens, we're praying Carter falls to nine.
Correct. It's not a good look. I will say that. Like, because even before the legal issues, right? Even before the failed pro day and everything else, like, in that championship game, and one of the storylines around Jalen Carter leading up to that championship game was, hey, this guy takes plays off.
Did, not Kaplan, his partner.
Jay Hood.
Thank you. So Hoodie was talking today because he's a huge Georgia fan. And he goes, hey, take a moment and a grain of salt. That's part of that system. Remember, they also have one of, if not the best, defensive tackle freshman in the country named Bear something.
Sure, yep.
As well, like, he only played half the downs. He was only asked to play half the downs. And he only had to play half the downs. So while that is a criticism that people have, remember that that's what he was asked to do. There are people that say he could have done way more. I mean, he's obviously the talent. We've seen the talent when he plays. He was only asked to play half the downs. Why is that on him?
I might be okay with taking him. Like, I honestly, I think if you're going to take Jalen Carter, I think the amount of work that you have to do, you need to talk to Jalen. You need to talk to anybody that dude's ever fucking met. And you need to be honest with him and have a sit-down conversation and say, look, if we take you at nine, it's time to work. And you're going to get this guy in a weight room, and you're going to get this guy nose in a playbook. You're going to give him a babysitter. And hey, sometimes that's what you need. You're 21, 22 years old, and you just got a fresh 15, I don't even know what first round picks make, $15, $20 million plus or something like that. I mean, you're going to be that guy, and we're investing all of this into you. You're damn right you're getting a fucking nanny, and we're going to check in on you every day. And you're going to have weekly weigh-ins, and you're going to do community service. You're going to build your rep back up. You're going to do everything that you need to do to show that you need to be a part of this organization. And at any point you give us pushback, or we think that you aren't going to work and you're not going to change this, then we move on. But I think that you can't let a talent like Jalen Carter, because it's inevitable. It's like, it's how it goes for the Bears. We're not going to take him. You're going to take somebody else.
And he's going to be all pro somewhere else.
Pete Skoronski's going to have himself a fine career. You know, he's going to be serviceable. But Jalen Carter's going to go somewhere and just ball the fuck out.
Green Bay.
It's fine.
I want Jalen Carter so bad.
I would use the nine on Jalen Carter if I'm Ryan Poles and I felt good that I could get into his head. And
if I knew for a fact that they drafted him at nine and they said, hi, Jalen.
Hi.
I would like for you. Hi. How you doing? I'm Matt. I would like you to meet your new best friend and roommate, and this person is your shadow, Patrick Scales, for the next 2 calendar years. And if you get Patrick Scales' approval, then yes, you are free to go. Like, that's the thing. Like you said, we're good. If you have any missteps, we're out. I don't want to open my, like, with the way Poles has acted so far, he's been so conservative on risk. He's not going after those guys that are boom or bust. I just don't see Carter as a selection. He talks about so much culture like he did with DJ earlier today. I don't see a reality where he picks Jalen Carter.
I agree. I don't see it happening. Like, I would like, if I was wearing the GM hat for the day, I'd probably take him. but there's a reason I don't get paid to run the Chicago Bears.
Right.
It would be a short stint. But it's just like, that's going to be one of those things where, like, you don't know the answer to that question until years down the road. If he's the first year fizzle out, and then he's finding somewhere else, he's the Alex Leatherwood of this draft class,
yeah.
You know?
Gabe Kareemi.
The only fucking Wisconsin offensive lineman that didn't hit. God damn it. Guys, let's go over a couple other.
Whatever happened to it, I know he's still playing, but what's the status on Laramie Tunsil?
Oh, he's doing really well.
Oh, he's like one of the best left tackles in the league.
Okay.
Is he playing for Dallas?
Houston.
No, Houston.
Houston,
sorry.
Smoke a little weed, a little gas mask, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's all it was.
He could be our Laramie Tunsil.
He could be. And that's where you do the research. Because
he fell hard that draft.
And he's so good.
Dude, and that picture came out, like, remember, like, as they were
selecting. Like, the draft started, and it was like, boom. Because he was expected to go, like, fourth or fifth or something, and that photo came out, and he just fell.
Such a cool photo.
And now he's, like, a $100 million contract.
Remember also that, like, you have a bunch of draft picks, and this draft is pretty deep when it comes to, like, defensive linemen. Not so much on the offensive line side, but defensive linemen in general, you can have guys. You get, I heard a story today. It's actually crazy. So Richard Dent, you know, Bears Hall of Famer, was drafted in the 8th round. Do you guys know why Richard Dent fell in that draft? I just heard this story today.
Why?
So Richard Dent fell in that draft because he couldn't put weight on. He was more slender than all of the other defensive tackles in that draft class, so he just continued to fall. He could never put weight on and keep it on. The Bears figured out he had fucked up teeth. It hurt him when he ate. And so they invested money to fix Richard Dent's teeth. He was able to eat again, put the weight on, and kept it because it literally pained him to eat. And he just turns out to be...
to be Richard Dent. Hall of Famer Richard Dent.
To be a Hall of Fame Richard Dent.
MVP of the 85 Super Bowl.
What an unbelievable... Like, I love hearing little Bears nuggets like that. Like, that was something cool to hear. A couple other additions. You got... Robert Tonyan, Jose is all too familiar with Robert Tonyan. What are we getting in that?
You got another pat. He can't block for shit. He is one of the worst blocking tight ends I've ever seen in my life, like Jimmy Graham level.
That scares me for the Bears, by the way.
He's your tight end, too.
Yeah, but Cole doesn't block either.
Cole's gotten pretty good at blocking. He's okay.
But now you can actually run out like two tight end sets and have two legitimate pass options out of the tight end position. So imagine like more.
It'd be big for the red zone.
Yeah, more Claypool. Tonyan and Komet, it's not bad. So, and plus you guys got it for like what, $3 million? So
yeah,
it's
an kind of 1 year, $3 million.
It's an affordable deal.
You had a guy, Andrew Billings, the defensive tackle that you end up picking up, and that's going to be a good depth piece for you. Like we said, Deontay Foreman, you signed PJ Walker,
2 for 5.
You got a bunch of guys. Like we said, you need to. These are the days that we knew Ryan Poles was really going to be doing his work, filling in these spots. Coming in and swooping in with some of these teams that have to make these cuts for cap casualties. Here we are.
Speaking of cap casualties, let me ask a question.
Do it.
Ezekiel Elliott.
I'm actually surprised they did that with Tony Pollard ending the season on that injury.
They fucking franchise tagged Tony Pollard.
Yeah,
they are all in on that.
Which is,
I'm with you, though. It's crazy.
I thought that was a wild move that they just dropped him with everything that had happened at the end of last season.
Zeke, the knock is that he has mileage, that he has run, that the legs are tired at this point.
He still scores touchdowns.
I mean, he's better than any running back on your roster.
Isn't this like the Bijan conversation we were just having? You wasted, and I wouldn't say wasted because Zeke gave them some good years, but... He played out his contract.
He did not. They cut him.
But this is his
second. He did have an extension.
He did have an extension.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So this is like his second one. You ran him into the ground, and it's off to the next destination.
Yep.
I think the funniest thing in the world is Zeke Elliott's last play as a Dallas Cowboy.
He just got fucking rocked. Brutal way like, to go out. And it was hands on shoulder pads, him on his ass.
It was brutal. It was crazy.
But would you, for a 1 or 2 year deal?
What are you paying Ezekiel Elliott for 1 year?
Well, that's the thing too.
Like, I don't think he's coming.
I don't think so either. But like,
he'll get a longer deal.
Yeah, I don't think he. So he's not going to be a three down back anymore. You know, in most cases, I don't see that happening. Him being three down back.
Not a horse.
Still a horse. Power horse.
Small horse.
Horse.
Pony.
A donkey, someone said.
No, no. Again, we didn't say that. You said that.
For those that don't know, I have all these running backs on my dynasty team. I've named them all horses. Oh. So he got cut, and I could not find a gif of someone just shooting a horse. I tried really hard, but I ended up just sending him one of like someone like gently caressing a horse. But he's gonna go somewhere. He's a great. He's like a Nick Chubb, like in terms of red zone. Like if you put him in inside the 5 yard line, he's gonna fucking punch it in.
So that's the thing that like
we kind of need one of those
with running backs. This market has absolutely bottomed out. Like the deals that these guys are getting.
Yeah,
David Montgomery going to Detroit for like what $4 million?
Three for 18, $6 million 18. A year.
Okay, I can't count.
12 guaranteed.
Jamal Williams, I think, getting $3 to $4 million going. Yep. I forgot where he went.
I think Eckler's going to get the most.
Eckler might get, but like it seems
Eckler's
like,
not a free agent. Eckler is on contract still.
You got to trade for him and then extend him. That's correct. If you trade for Austin, you're extending him when you get him.
But these guys aren't getting paid anymore. So like, I'm actually curious as to what Zeke gets.
And
maybe
I
he gets
love
like
it.
What $4 million, $5 million.
That's what I'm saying. That. If you're telling me 6 for 2 or 3 years, would you rather have Zeke or? I mean, at this point, Khalil Herbert got paid.
He might make a business decision and go somewhere to try to win.
Why?
What do you mean why? Because he. What do you mean why?
Because those teams that are in that position to win, are they going to pay Ezekiel Elliott to be their not feature back in an offense that most likely, if it's a good team, is passing the ball 60-70% of the time? Like, are you paying Zeke to be your number two?
But he might not.
I'm with you. Oh, you're saying he takes a big old discount for the Eagles?
Exactly.
I think that's a good name.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
That was easy to convince me, right? Like, yeah, I'd do that. Fuck yeah.
To bring this back to the Bears, like, I think it's, like, I'm okay with Khalil Herbert being the guy. Like, Khalil Herbert, I don't know if this is true. I know he was up there for a while in the season. But, like yards per carry or, like, yards from scrimmage, like, he was up there with some of the best running backs in the league. You can do this with especially across the NFL, you see it now. Hardly any situations are one bell cow running back.
Well, this is what happened with the Cowboys is, like, they had Zeke. They were paying all of this money. So, it's like you had to use him. But, like, Tony Pollard – at all times had so many more yards per carry, but you still had to use Zeke because of how much you were paying this guy.
Well, that's also a function of game plan in that, like, if you have Zeke and Pollard on the field, I'm more convinced that you're going to run the ball when Zeke is on the field. So I'm putting an extra guy in the box. Like
really
all of that shit gets wrapped into it is my point.
But I think you guys already have kind of like every prototype of a running back already covered. Khalil Herbert being like that
not
speedier.
Pass protection is all.
Travis Homer actually is one of the better.
Yeah. Is that his thing?
That's
is that why
thing.
We signed him?
That's his thing.
Okay.
He kept Geno upright all year.
Okay. Yep.
And then
okay.
Foreman was efficient with the Panthers. They had one of the best rush attackings, or sorry, one of the best rush attacks all last year. So I don't know.
Remember when he was good? Like the Falcons back in the day?
No, that's Devontae Freeman.
Giants, Dunta Foreman. Who was he with? Panthers?
He was with the Panthers and then
he was just with anyway, we can move. Sorry.
But it seems like every prototype for a running back you guys have him covered. Maybe not the best at that, you know, specific type of running back, but Homer's a good pass blocker. Khalil Herbert's good at what he does, which you initially thought he was a like change of pace running back, but he proved last year he could actually handle like 20 carries on any given day. And then now you have Foreman who does incredibly well too, coming off a really good year, so why invest more running back when you kind of already have like three guys that might be a good committee?
And the ultimate, like the big thing to keep in mind in all of this is all three of those guys cost less than one David Montgomery does.
Yeah.
Deonta Foreman's only 26.
Everybody that we sign.
What?
In their 20s. Well, that's running backs.
I know, but fuck. 26, like really? Yeah.
So.
Are you guys sad about losing Montgomery?
Yes.
No.
At $6 million a year, I'd have kept him so that I had security at the position.
I'm so disconnected from the running backs. It's just like, I mean, all the way back to Matt Forte. It's like they just run their course and then they're gone. Jordan Howard ran his course and then he's gone. David Montgomery ran his course, and then he's gone. It'll be the same with probably every running back in the near future.
And I'm good with that because teams have success with that model.
As long as you feel really good about who you're giving the ball to, and most teams it's the two people that you're giving to the ball to those 25 to 30 times a game. So like Khalil Herbert, you feel good about him. Okay, I'm down for that. You feel good about Deonta Foreman too? If so, if that's your duo and you feel good with that thunder and lightning combo, okay, let's run with it.
I'm good with it because I know that that's $6 million a year that could have been that is spent elsewhere, and it saves you a little more money.
It's TJ Edwards.
It's a little awkward though. Like, I just don't like that he went to the Lions. That's my weird like feel about it. Is like I don't want to see him two times a week. I mentioned this to you guys. I don't remember where we were, but like, this is like you're dating a girl. And you guys are living together.
Okay.
And you guys break up, and she moves out, and she just buys the place across the street. Like, and I got to see her still.
Does the old Kanye?
Yeah. I got to see, does it Kanye? I got to see her every day. Like, I got to see who's coming over. I got to see her having fun. She's having parties and stuff. And, like, I don't want that. I just, like, why don't you go somewhere on the West Coast? It's real nice out there.
Think about me.
Yeah, just think about me. Like, I broke up with you. Think about me.
Remember that.
Yeah. So, guys, anything else on the Bears that you guys want to get into?
I have one thing.
Please.
No one cares.
Moving on.
So, like, the big thing that I've seen from, like, polls, which is kind of interesting, is that he's not overspending for players that he doesn't think is a good fit for Eberflus's system. So, like, when McGlinchey signed for $80 million, which is fucking ridiculous.
Crazy.
So glad.
And
so happy.
I think it was Russini who said, like, the Bears were really, really close to signing him. I was like, okay, that's interesting. He's not one of the best pass blockers out there. Why would you invest, like, north of 70, I thought, at that point? All right, they don't do that. It's like, okay, they dodged a bullet. Then Orlando Brown comes out, and the main thing about him over the last, like, month is, like, he may not fit in every single scheme. Clear need for the Bears. They have the money, but they don't do it.
Especially at what he got signed for.
Yeah, and, like, you made the comment earlier, like, when you're a bad team, it is incredibly inefficient to, like, build your team back up through free agency. You normally do that to, like, get a certain piece here and there, or if you're a contending team, to get a certain player to, like, really put you over the top. But you build out through the draft, unless you're, like, the fucking Rams or something.
Which it they're in, like, hell now.
Yeah, and the Cavs,
they got their ring.
Thing.
They sold their souls for their ring.
Yep.
It seems like he is taking a two-year approach, which is the best way to do it. And you guys have a GM that is actually building it proper this year. So, good job.
Thanks, Jose.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jose.
We'll let him know you said
so.
We'll send that. We'll just wrap that up. Let's put that on a tape and send it to Alice because we do things the old school.
Clip it. That's right.
Clip it. Guys, let's get into a little around the NFL talk, right? We talked last week about the quarterback carousel, kind of the picture becoming a little more clear. One thing recently that happened is the reign of terror is over. Aaron Rodgers finally, on his favorite punters and best friends podcast, has decided that he wants to keep playing and he wants to be a New York Jet.
It's such a weird interview.
And he will only be a New York Jet, right?
No, I don't know about that.
So about that.
Yeah, Jose, get us into it.
So just to touch on that real quick, the Raiders were supposed to announce Jimmy Garoppolo today.
Right.
To make it official.
Some odd million.
They postponed it. And now there's a lot of rumblings that maybe they're back in the Aaron Rodgers talks. So there is a chance, because none of those deals that they signed off on are official until, I think, yesterday.
Until Wednesday morning, yeah.
Yeah. So there's some rumblings right now that maybe the Raiders are going to go back into the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes.
They don't have anything left. They gave it up for Devontae.
Packers apparently aren't going to get a first from the Jets either. Is that kind of the struggle back and forth between what they want to get? So it's... This isn't going to end anytime soon, and it actually favors the Packers. If the Packers wait till June, they save a significant amount of money, so they can hold out as long as they want.
And it also fucks the Jets because then it's post-draft, and at that point, the picks that you wanted to get for Rodgers to help your team this year now become next year picks. And you gave him a Hall of Fame quarterback.
And you have no idea what pick that is.
Exactly.
This man, and that's a good team.
Terrorist.
He's a fucking terrorist.
I've been trying to tell
this. I want him
back
in Green Bay still. I want him to take up their $50 million. No. I don't want them to be able to. And I want them to have a mediocre season.
No.
And I want him to go out at .500. And I want him to have an awful existence. He's a bad human being.
His last pass with the Packers is that pick to Detroit.
Good.
And it's like, oh, Rodgers' last pick, our last play was a pick too. So it just makes perfect sense. But yeah, he's definitely gone. I can't see them bringing him back. He likely will go to.
Oh, and he went full scorched earth. Like, he just eviscerated the Packers. That's where.
They don't want him back.
That's where I'm good with it. Like, because first and foremost, sorry, Jose, I hate the Green Bay Packers. And
I'm not
so sorry. To have somebody go, like, I'm not going to sit here and say I love Aaron Rodgers now, but hey, like, good for you for just trashing them on the way out. It would be a real fuck you. I think it's going to be really petty, and it's interesting to see how petty Goody is going to be with this. Like, do you hold this over and say, look, motherfucker, you made us wait for years. We've had your replacement in the wings for years.
And it's like, all you've done is just give us back-to-back MVP seasons.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be interesting. Like, did you guys hear the comment that he was like, what, 90%, 95% close to retiring? And then he went in that bullshit fucking darkness retreat, which apparently turned out to be like, what, 4 fucking days?
It was 2 days. He said he was going to be 4 days, and he was out of there in 2.
Yeah, we all thought it was 2 days. But
this is a little bitch.
In that Pat McAfee show, like, he was saying he was there for like fucking a full-ass week. So I don't believe him. I feel like he was only there for 2 days.
See ayahuasca, baby.
And, dude, that entire his entire conversation regarding that retreat was fucking nuts. That guy's a head case. I don't want him.
He's a narcissist.
Dude, that guy's weird.
He's wild. The whole interview is just odd.
I will be incredibly happy when our quarterback isn't asking our younger guys to go look up, like, hey, hear about that 9/11 thing? Yeah. Like, the day that doesn't happen, I'll be incredibly happy. I don't need
Jet
a conspiracy.
Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams.
Jesus.
I can't wait till he's gone. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best.
Quickly, other trades around the league.
So, no, real quick though, you're happy he's gone just because he's like so crazy, and or do you truly believe
he's washed?
He, like, the organization, the team is a better team with Jordan Love at the helm than 2-time MVP Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Okay.
I think Aaron Rodgers is still one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Okay.
And even his last year, like, it was an off year, still really fucking good.
Right.
But he's getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think for the franchise, it's best if they just do away with him.
Is that dead money next year?
Favre? Yeah, we still have.
Huge
so
hit.
If we trade him, we use that dead cap, it'll affect this year. You can split it.
Right.
And next year. So it's going to hit us either way.
Oh, you would take it all this year if you had the choice.
I think they're going to try to squirt it, though, because they're hoping,
why
that,
would you? Fuck
they're hoping
that
the salary cap continues to increase.
Sure.
But I can understand the rationale for not doing that. I'm a bit of an idiot, though, so I've convinced myself the Packers are still going to be good, but we shall see. But no, he's
yeah, I just wanted to clear, because I've seen your post on the internet recently, and I just couldn't figure out, do you truly believe Jordan Love is the guy and better than Rodgers? Or are you just like, thank fuck, the reign of terror is over, and we can move on?
Rodgers has been a legit, like, emotional terrorist over the last 3 years. Threatening every year he's going to retire.
Shailene.
And then, like, when, yeah, poor Shailene Woodley, man. That pure heart
Love
individual
her.
Had
Beautiful
to deal
soul.
With that guy.
Love her.
And the Jets are going to have to deal with that.
Love her.
Poor Derek.
Rodgers made
you had
comment.
Posters of her in the fucking apartment.
This all started with Derek.
I had a Divergent poster.
Yeah, he did. He had a Divergent poster up and shit. I'll never forget that.
How'd you feel knowing that Rodgers was
was
her?
Just daily, nightly, and ever so rightly.
It's like, damn. That's
the fuck is up? The fuck is up, dude?
Every time you turn off your light, you're just looking at that poster.
Nah, you can never handle her.
That fucking
She's
guy.
A free soul. She's
We're gonna move on.
Sunbathing her cootie.
Once more. Some perineum tanning. Once more, traits around the league are as follows.
Wait. Go ahead. Want it to be known and put it on record again. If Jordan Love comes out and gives like 15 to 20 years of Hall of Fame play, I will off myself. And it is such a promise.
Unalive.
If I'm going to commit Sudoku, and it's going to be. it's going to be.
Before you commit Sudoku, can you go burn down Lambeau for me?
Dude, I will off myself in Lambeau. if Jordan Love goes out and balls out like he does, it'll be quick. Painless and right on the top of the fucking steps.
Marcos is about to be like the album cover for the next Rage Against the Machine.
Oh yeah, it is. You were gonna? No, that's not funny. Never mind.
Dale, get into some of the trades, some of the other stuff around the league.
All right, Jalen Ramsey is going to Miami for a third and a depth tight end.
That's all it costs. That was crazy.
Veterans, even the best of them, cost day two and day three picks now.
Yep.
Jonnu Smith is going to Atlanta. No one cares. Shaq Mason, great New England guard that played in Tampa the last few years with Tom, is now a Houston Texan for a sixth round pick. I don't know why we weren't in on that. But Darren Waller is now a Giant for a third round pick.
Crazy.
And most recently, Stephon Gilmore is now a Dallas Cowboy, setting up a tandem of Trevon Diggs and Stephon Gilmore for a fifth round pick. Would you have given up a fifth round pick to have Stephon Gilmore and Jalen Johnson as your cornerbacks?
How old is Stephon Gilmore?
He's one of those guys where I feel like when you think of Stephon Gilmore, you think of 2018 New England Patriots.
32.
I don't think he's that guy anymore.
I'm out on him like I'm out on Darius Slay.
Darius Slay got paid. The Eagles paid him. 3 for 42, I want to say.
Oh, Darius Slay re-signed?
Just recently. He had requested a trade. They said go for it. And then he said, no, you stay in here. I think it was 3 for 42.
And I think they're going to sign Gardner Johnson back too. So.
Oh, CJG. I would too.
Yeah.
Or GJ. I don't know what it is.
I think the Bears don't have any reason to be in on guys like that. You don't have any reason to be in on guys that are 31, 32 years old, because by the time that your window is actually open, they're not around anymore.
It's a move for teams trying to win.
That's a Chiefs move. That's a Chargers move. That's a Bengals move.
That's an Eagles move.
Keep in mind, you do still need a cornerback, to the point that one cornerback whose name continues to escape me, that is a projected top 10 pick, could be in play.
Sean Gonzalez?
Is it Keely Ringo?
I forget what it is.
Christian Gonzalez is supposed to go.
Christian Gonzalez is who I'm thinking
Christian
of.
Christian Gonzalez, is he
but
U of I?
There's no way he goes top five, because you got minimum of two quarterbacks. You've got Will Anderson, potentially a third quarterback, and he's not probably above where the pass rushers are in most people's eyes.
Fair enough. I can see him going six, though, to Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, there's
a
lot.
They just spent draft capital on Okuda.
That is true. Well, that's, you know,
and first round pick.
That is true. I mean, he could go there. Yeah. But the other guy is Keely Ringo out of, I think it's Georgia or Alabama, one of the SEC schools.
Sure.
And he is like a corner that's most likely is going to play at safety. But
you got Devin Witherspoon out of Illinois. That's who it is.
That's another guy too. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's cornerbacks in this draft. There's defense in this draft. Ryan Poles' philosophy is more bites at the apple.
Then let's get that tackle at 9, and then your all 3 second-round picks or 2 second-round picks, D-tackles. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways. Just don't take a running back.
Just don't.
Anything else on around the NFL that has kind of jumped out to you guys? Guys, then let's move on. Let's get into some sports minutes. We'll go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. Producer Jake, start us off with the Blackhawks.
Okay, fellas.
Never mind. Sorry.
Fuck off.
What are they going to trade for him back?
Marcos.
Yeah, when's Patrick Kane coming back?
What are we signing him for in free agency?
Wait. This time for real. Okay.
Marcos?
Can you imagine if, like, you had Patrick Kane and Artemi Panarin on the same team? That'd just be
Do you mean now or a few years ago?
What?
That happened?
What?
Yeah, dude.
Producer Jake, take it away again this time.
Sorry.
Am I a joke to you?
Do I look like a fucking clown?
So the Blackhawks, they are third from last right now. They just find a way to win games somehow. I went to the game the other night. I went to the Blackhawks-Bruins game. A little gambling story for you guys. I get to the game. The Bruins, number one team in the NHL, only lost like 15 games. Like they're unbelievable. By far and away, the best team in the NHL. It's not even close. The Blackhawks, at the time, second from the bottom in the NHL. I'm like, okay. And the Bruins just lost a game. I'm like, there's no way the Bruins lose twice, and especially not against the Blackhawks. I'm looking at the lines. -2.5. Bruins, plus money. I'm like, holy shit. Bruins are going to bury them. I bet the -2.5. The Blackhawks end up winning 6-3. In what fucking minus 2.5 on the Blackhawks probably paid like $3,000, like plus 3,000.
Holy shit.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. Never take a gambling advice from me. It's just not a good idea. Just run in the other direction.
1-800 gambler.
The game was 1-0 halfway through. There were 8 goals scored in this in 22 minutes. I couldn't believe it. It was a really fun game. Just a lot of goals scored. It was weird because every time they scored, I didn't even stand up. I just kind of clapped. I was like, yeah, nice. You guys shouldn't be winning this game. I was like, oh, great. Yes, Dale?
When we lose the Bedard sweepstakes to the Blue Jackets by these 3 points, how angry will you be? Burned down Lambeau angry?
You want to offer yourself with me?
Suicide pact?
Oh, Jim Jones,
Sudoku.
Sudoku.
No, I won't be like that. I mean, there's still a strong possibility.
I have a lot to live for.
There's still a strong possibility we get there. There's like 15 games left. We're only 3 points ahead. You just need Columbus to somehow win a couple, maybe, and to
need him to beat the Bruins.
I say this, and the Blackhawks are winning right now against the Nashville Predators, who are trying to make the playoffs via wild card. It makes no fucking sense.
Maybe Patrick Kane was the issue.
Yeah.
Do they need to talk to Ryan Poles?
Very good question.
And does Poles need to tell them, like, guys, just lose,
like real good?
It's great.
Like lose real good.
You get the first pick.
No, but the NHL's a lottery. The NFL is not.
I'll riot the day that they turn the NFL into
a lottery.
The best part is
it's just, the NFL is
hitching your wagon to a shit team and finding a way to enjoy a 3-win season. That's that takes fucking class right there.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. So we're having fun.
Jake, anything else on the Blackhawks?
I don't know why I bet. I should have just gone money line. Because, like, even if they won then, I would have been happy. You know, the whole moral hedge thing? I wasn't thinking. I thought I was being smart. Look, turn away if I ever give you a gambling pick. That's it.
Guys, let's move on.
Go Blue Jackets.
We get into the Chicago Cubs.
It's still spring training.
Okay, but, like.
That's all you got?
How good are we?
I mean,
we're so good.
I think they lost four of the last six games, including one of the White Sox. Our next game's against the White Sox. It's still spring training.
I love it.
Yep. It's great. They're doing well. Genuinely, like I said last week.
Do you guys have anybody in the World Baseball Classic?
Yes is the answer. We've got a couple depth guys. No one from the – I don't think anyone from the starting lineups. Because Seiya got hurt, so he's not playing.
Oh.
Future Cubs pitcher Shohei Ohtani is currently in the
102.
World.
102.
Yep. So, I'll take credit for that in the future. But
I'll take it now, actually.
Jake, get us into the White Sox. Anything?
So, I have the teams in the World Baseball Classic, so that's all I'm watching. I'm not actually watching most of the spring training games.
Timmy is fucking hot.
Tim's hot. Yoan's hot. Lou's fine. Eloy's looking good.
Where are they playing him?
Who, Eloy?
Yeah.
Right field.
When Eloy gets hurt playing right field during the World Baseball Classic, how upset? Never mind.
That's brutal, dude. Especially after Edwin Diaz. That's brutal.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking brutal.
Guys, if you didn't see Edwin Diaz celebrating Puerto Rico's win over, I don't remember who they were playing now last night, but he ends up rupturing his patellar tendon, and he's going to be out for the entire season. Like, star closer.
One of the top two closers in the league.
Easily. And it just, that's the hard part with baseball is, like, this is an exhibition game. Like, this is meaningless baseball right now in the grand scheme of things.
Not to them.
This is
a
big baseball.
A lot of them have made comments like what they would rather have a WBC championship over a World Series championship, which is crazy to me as an American, but like for a lot of like Latin American countries, like Japan, like this is their pinnacle.
Yeah.
Korea. So it kind of makes sense when you think of it more of an international sense.
Anyone that's not the MLB, this is a much bigger deal.
Yeah.
Eloy batting .455 right now in the baseball classic. Yoan Moncada batting .421 with an OPS of 12. 1.2.
But Timmy's hitting like 500.
Timmy's hitting like Timmy just slaps the ball to right field every chance he gets. It's, I mean, and
opposite way works.
What I do like about Tim right now in the World Baseball Classic is like he's getting a lot of love from those teammates. Like Mike Trout has touted him as like one of the best opposite field hitters in the game right now. So that just gets my rocks hard.
And he's been awesome at second base.
Yeah, and Yoan Moncada at third for Cuba has been just a vacuum. Luis Robert's doing fine. He's nothing crazy. He's batting like just like 230, whatever, playing defense. Not exactly what you want to see, but I'm really happy with everything that's happening right now in terms of this team, World Baseball Classic. You know, as they get eliminated, they'll go back to spring training, and we have this season starting here in 2 weeks.
There we go.
Guys, and we move on to the Chicago Bulls. The goddamn Bulls.
Wait. Real quick.
What's up?
On the baseball topic, though, did you guys see that Nicaraguan pitcher?
That got signed. The 21-year-old?
I thought he was like 19.
So there's a pitcher that was signed after striking out, and don't quote me, I think it's Soto, Julio Rodriguez, yeah, and one more absolute stud who I can't remember. I believe he's 21. After he did that in the World Baseball Classic in one half an inning, the Detroit Tigers signed him that evening.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
They said, yep, we'll take him.
Wasn't on any minor league team, just played for Nicaragua. And
he's like a banker during the week.
Signed.
Yeah.
There was awesome. A guy.
I think he also struck out Machado like the next day.
There's a couple cool stories like that. There's a guy who
From the Czech Republic?
He struck Shohei out the side, or Shohei, and he threw like 79. Like he's a fucking plumber. What do you want from him? He's not throwing 90.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, the Czech Republic also had that like 3-run home run in the top of the ninth that one game to beat, I think, Panama. Anyways. And then, the guy struck out Shohei, and there was one more. Oh, I felt bad for the Canadian pitcher. He's like 19 years old.
He has to face
the USA lineup.
You texted that, and you said there's a 19-year-old pitcher starting for Canada that has to face USA. And I had made the comment like, yeah, there's also a 16-year-old that's playing for the Padres. That kid was born after Nelson Cruz made his MLB debut.
20 minutes later, I texted everybody. I said, the score is now 9-0.
Oh. Oop. Not good.
Oop.
Oop.
Guys, anything else on the White Sox? Or baseball? World baseball in general? All right, guys, let's get into the Chicago Bulls. Bulls are currently half a game back out of the playoffs, out of the play-ins tournament right now.
So frustrating.
You're 11th in the Eastern Conference. I think you're sitting like, give me 1 second. Yeah, you are. I don't have the record right now. Anyways, they're half a game back right now. This is the continuous kind of up and down. Another good DeMar DeRozan 30-point performance last night in a loss to the Sacramento Kings. The Lonzo Ball news that happened today.
Dr. Jack. Guys, shout out Dr. Jack.
In all seriousness, shout out Dr. Jack. Like, he said this like a year ago.
Well, if you remember when this happened, Dr. Jack, he said, oh, he's done. And we go, oh, yeah, he's done for a while. And Jack goes, no, he's done.
Well, he said he could be done.
Could be done like, 2-3 year.
He's like,
recovery.
Best case, he's back right like soon. Worst case, it's going to be a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, guys. So Lonzo Ball is actually now the first time I've ever heard this.
Yep.
He's going to have a cartilage transplant.
I didn't know you could do that.
You can take a dead guy's.
I guess you could do anything.
You can take a dead guy's knee. Like,
or girls.
Or girls.
Equal opportunity podcast.
Sure.
Equal
right.
opportunity knees.
Sure.
How many Bears fans? Oh, sorry. How many Bulls fans? Like when Derrick Rose went down,
I'd
sacrifice my knee in a heartbeat.
Oh,
you can even take Bulls the you can take right the now? Other one just to make sure. Like if that one goes, I'll give you two for
if
one.
If a
right
time
now.
Machine actually gets invented, I'll go back in time and be like, dude, take my knee.
Like just take it.
Will they have
Dale,
the technology?
You can't
back then?
Give your knees.
What about the other one?
No.
Neither.
No. Too high risk.
Guys, it's just
sorry, Derrick.
It's a really, really bad storyline. It's the darkest times for Lonzo, and now they're talking about this surgery is his like last chance at just being able to resume his career.
Well, also, if he's out next year, I think that's his entire Bulls contract on the injured list.
He's got one more after.
Wasn't it 3 years?
4 years.
Okay. Okay.
So at that point, he's coming back for his final year. Like, dude.
While not having played for 3 years at that point. Two and a half, almost three.
I think this is the first time I've ever heard of an athlete getting ruled out for the next year while the regular season is still going on. It's insane what's going on with Lonzo right now. It's unfortunate, too, because he was making a...
He's doing well.
He was improving all aspects of his game.
Oh, yeah.
Three-point shooting.
He developed
really
as a shooter. Great.
He's a great defender.
Great in the open court. I mean, just – it's a shame. And, like, in all seriousness, like, it's unfortunate that this happened. Like, T's and P's to that guy because that, like, this is a Brandon Roy situation now. This is, like, you're talking about this guy never playing another game in the NBA. It's just – it sucks. And now you add that on to our ledger. You add that on to, like, all of the – like, the arrow is pointing so far down right now for the Chicago Bulls. I don't know where the turn is. And like I said, I don't think this is rock bottom yet. I think we could see this get really, really, really bad.
Bless you, Dale.
Thank you.
We'll see what happens.
We just need one lottery ball. Just one.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to make the play-in tournament.
We had it. And he was short a knee and a half.
Guys, they're going to make the play-in tournament. I'm telling you. We're going to make the play-in tournament.
It's so frustrating.
Get bounced
just
first
get
round.
Bounced immediately.
And bounce before you can even make it to the first round. And here we are with no first round pick. Old guys on the team. Bad knees.
Why don't you have a first round pick this year?
We would only have it if it's what, top six?
Top four. It's top four. So if you pick top four, you get to keep your pick. Anything after that, it goes to the Magic.
Which – is this still the Vooch trade?
Brother, yeah. It's still the Vooch
no.
trade.
No. And we're talking about extending him right now.
You're going to have to because you don't have any other choice.
Sure you do. Literally anyone else at that point.
Okay.
I've been hurt before.
It's bad. So, guys, just continue to follow along with how sad the Bulls make us because they make us really, really sad.
I'm crying red.
Nice. Nice. Guys, anything else on the Bulls? Then we move on. Let's get into Sammy Stats question of the week. Even though our guy's not here this week, we miss him a bunch. We'll still do this one. Guys, I got a question for you. Were you guys Price is Right fans?
Huge.
When you're growing up?
The price is wrong, Bob.
What's your game? Like they tell you, look, you're going to go out there. You could play one game, mm-hmm. right? What's the game that you're playing?
Oh, so, man. Part of me wants to say the putting one.
I knew it, you fucking lunatic.
I'm guessing the prices.
Like Plinko?
Is that what it's – yeah, absolutely.
Well, Plinko's the one where the wall and you
– there's like, items on the wall and you guess higher or lower than
– yes.
And
that's
then
just,
they give
yes,
you the puck
the
and then it goes down and
yes.
it makes that noise. And
yep. Yeah. That's my game.
What's the –
Chopped.
Huh?
Chopped.
What was that one?
The one where, like, the Food Network one where you got to, like, make, like, a meal out of, like, random shit in a basket.
We're talking about
price just
right.
the
price,
price
is right,
right
games.
Like, on the Price is Right.
Jose.
Good God.
No, the games on the Price is Right.
Good God.
Jose said, I'm picking a different show.
How old are you guys? You guys watch the Price is Right?
Yeah. Every time I was sick.
Yep. I was a Wheel of Fortune guy.
And all summer. Like, that
and
was,
Jeopardy.
Like,
that was on the afternoon. I still watch Jeopardy.
I thought the Price is Right is you just guess the price of something and that's it.
Oh, no. Jose.
Brother.
Is that one thing.
So
right?
That's
so
like one
get,
part of it.
To get that one. On the show, to get on the show, you have to guess the price of the item they display. And then if you win that, you get on the show to play like a mini game.
Okay.
And then after that, there's three contestants that win, you know, that get onto the stage.
Bro, how many sick days did you have?
Those three contestants spin the wheel.
I'm with Jake, yeah.
They spin the wheel, and the person that gets closest to the dollar after two spins goes to the final showdown.
Showcase showdown.
See, I watched this show, but Joe and Sarah said, oh, you don't feel good? Go to school. You're going to be all right.
Even summertime, dude. Weekdays at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Price is Right was on.
Price is Right.
There's the dice game. Where you like,
well, and then where
you roll the dice, and then it was like, it was always like a car, and it would be like you roll the dice, and you would have to pick like higher or lower than that number that you rolled, and wham, here's your Toyota Corolla.
There was the Himalayan one.
They got the little guys moving up and down.
Yeah.
The mountain climber. Yeah, that was a good one. I love that shit, dude.
Yes, climbers. Yeah.
I love Price is Right. All right, guys, moving on. Let's get into some segments and let's wrap this guy up. Who can or cannot dog sit for you? Daladale.
In the most loving way possible, you cannot dog sit for me.
Oh.
You didn't let me say nice at the top of the episode when it was episode 69.
Nice.
You like didn't let me do it. So.
Jose and I did. We both said it was a nice
he
day.
He looked me in the
it's
face
nice
and said,
back.
Don't.
Because well, I saw your eyes light up.
Oh, I got happy. I got excited.
We're free thinkers.
Oh. Yeah.
We're free thinkers.
Jose, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Dog sitting for me is going to be Jake because Jake got me back into poker. Playing it, so
1-800-GAMBLER.
I've been playing online.
It's free
recently.
Poker.
It's free, but I've been playing online. And
way to go.
Not so far, not so great.
Way to go.
But,
way to go.
Yeah. Thanks, Jake.
Are you good?
I finished fourth in the thing there. I should have won, but I was tired.
That's kind of what I do. 10 o'clock rolls around, and it's like, all right, I'm either basically,
all in.
I'm either going to be stacked or I'm going home right now.
You have 2-7 offsuit. I said all in.
I,
I have a bedtime.
That's what that's what I said last week. I was like, I got a bedtime, guys. Either I'm sticking
around. I got a bedtime
or I'm
drive
right
home
now.
From this bitch.
Dude, speaking of, there is an older lady. The first night that Jake and I went to go play.
Dude.
Her name's Jerry. And she's like,
you told me about Jerry.
Dude, so Jake, beginner's luck, wins the first hand.
Full house. First hand, full house.
And what does she tell you?
She looks at me. Because I went straight up with her. And so I beat her. And I just kind of like value played the whole way through because I was just getting as much chips as I could. And I flip full house. And she looks at me. She just goes, fuck you. She's like 80.
Jake, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Dog sitting for me is going to be all of the great advertisers for the March Madness. They already have some good commercials coming out. I love that shit.
Guys, not dog sitting for me is bad knees. Bad knees in general.
More.
Lonzo Ball, Dales, Derek Rose's, you name it. Kyle Broflowski's bad knees. You name it. I'm sad about it. So knees is mine. Guys, who is this week's not that guy?
Not that guy for me is going to be everybody this week telling me about their gambling picks and all the parlays that they almost won. Also, if you overly talk about your bracket, I'm going to go insane. I get it. Virginia got upset. I get it. Arizona got upset. You had them in Final Four.
Speaking of Virginia.
Everybody.
Not that guy. It's that poor guy who just chucked that ball.
Oh.
I
don't know why. I thought you were going McCaskey.
That
for
is
a second.
Going,
I'm like,
no,
oh, geez,
Virginia.
No. What happened to her?
That is going to haunt him for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Could.
Yeah.
Could. When, strong possibility.
Yeah.
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 You're going to be.
Not that guy. Sorry.
Jose,
you're
who's not
see
that
one
guy?
I'll go with Virginia McCaskey. Why? Because when they sell.
Ha ha! Ha ha! You got me.
Because she won't be alive when they sell that team and they're incredibly rich.
Well, they're
going
to sell
the
team
because she's
alive. She's dead.
It's her only cash cow.
Yeah, that's my point. She won't. She won't.
She dead.
Yeah, she won't.
Is she
going to
see Arlington?
I mean, I don't wish for anybody's death. Boy, this is like a four year project.
And she's no spring chicken.
If I had a bet, I'd say no.
We'll see. Anyway,
guys, my not that guy is the strip club owner in Denver who released the photos of Ja Morant.
That place is covered in money.
Handing, having himself just a good time.
Shotgun Willies.
Shotgun Willies, just a little bit. I've actually
that's the name of the club.
Yep.
And
Shotgun Willies.
So there's a dispensary named Shotgun.
Been in the area.
Hey.
Oh.
Howdy.
I was on a work trip.
Oh, you're familiar.
Okay. No.
No, you weren't. Yeah.
Allegedly.
So Shotgun Willie's is it's a strip club, but attached to the strip club is a dispensary. And so you have to go through there's like entrances to the strip club, or you can get in through the dispensary and then over to Shotgun Willie's. It's
like a speakeasy
kind of
strip club.
Kind of basically the it's like Narnia wardrobe. Like, we're just gonna walk you back.
If you
here.
Move this massive bong, there's a strip club back here.
So not that guy for me, yeah, is that club owner. It's just like, dude, you can't release those photos. There's still got to be some sort of privacy here. I know John Moran's going through some shit, and like that's where, like last week I said, I think he was my knock at that guy last week, but it's a sad situation. I hope that like I hope that he gets the help that he needs and he comes back, because he literally could be like one of the faces of the league going forward. Yep. And if this doesn't get cleared up here real quick, you're going to see the complete opposite. And it's just a super sad story. Yep. So honorable mention, not that guy, because I was in between the two and I just figured, fuck it, I'll give them both. Jalen Carter.
Yeah,
you got to take this seriously.
The pro day was tough.
You've cost yourself millions of dollars already.
He couldn't even get up almost.
Dude.
He cramped. He stayed down.
And he didn't even do all the drills. He didn't run the 40, and I get it. You're 330 pounds. Like, we know you're not going to run a 4.5 or anything like that. But, like, dude, come on, man. Take this seriously.
To be a D-tackle and not bench.
Yeah. And to not even be able to finish your drills after you didn't do anything at the combine anyways.
And remember that guy, the offensive tackle, tore his fucking ACL and still did the bench.
Yeah.
And the pro day is a tough look, too, because it's like, it's for you. It's dedicated. Like
we watched
all scenario, like all circumstances are set up for you to succeed.
Right.
And you just didn't.
Chose not to.
40 times are always better at pro days too. So
we should run the 40.
Nope.
We did. We did that for a.
Oh, well, that's it, right. We did. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We did that for our fantasy draft.
That was awesome.
How did that go?
We did a whole combine.
Oh, we did a full combine. It was awesome.
Which we didn't. So we're not all athletes. So we didn't have like a full weight set to do the bench. And we had, for those that know all our friends, we had Ryan Vaughton in the league.
So we just made him go last.
So he went last because he knew he was going to blow everybody out of the water.
And at the combine, you benched 225, and we just threw one plate on each side, so it was like 145.
Which 35. We probably should have made him just do it with one hand.
We should have made him do two plates.
Guys, he bent the bar on my bench. The like not the bar like that the weights are on, but like I have a bench that's like an incline of like an incline bench or whatever, and so you put that bar in another spot to like hold you up, and literally like he was benching so vigorously that he just
the
bent
support
that whole
beams
shit.
Like
folded.
Let's just say the number was 25. He got to 26, and everyone's like, "All right, good job." And then he just kept going, and we're like, "Dude, like
we
you,
get it.
You won a minute ago.
I keep going."
He's
I'm
so strong.
Strong.
God bless him.
Guys, it's going to be a wrap on episode 69, Dale.
Nice.
So, again, all the socials. If you guys sent us money, we'll get that back to you. I'm sorry about that.
Psych.
Yeah. Thanks for the donation. Sammy Stats, we miss you. Love doing this every week. Little teaser here. In, I think, 2 weeks, we're going to have our other favorite intern, Omar, will be joining us. So prepare your livers here. We got a big UFC card with our boy Curtis jumping in that. I think that's the one. So we'll get Omar in here in the next couple episodes. Prepare your livers. It's going to be a good time.
Jose bought five slots.
I forget about that.
Oh, Jose bought five slots?
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
I was scammed.
You were scammed. You want us to spin a wheel for you?
No, donate it.
Okay, we'll donate it.
Actually, you know what?
Give it back. I'm broke.
Put it on Kentucky tomorrow.
Nope, we're not doing
Kentucky
this.
Kentucky minus five.
1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-GAMBLER.
C-RED.
Proceeds go to.
Guys,
I'm putting 25 pause. On Kentucky.
C-RED. Bear down.
Money line or points?
Love you guys.
Spread.
I love you guys too.
Bears.
Bears.
Bears?
C-RED.
Okay, we'll take it.
Aaron Rodgers is a fucking terrorist.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
But she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go chaos.
Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up. You dumb bitch.
It's my lord. What if he wants to be here?
Get down. Yes.
What?
Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.